Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's 12 minutes before top of the hour. Be lifted, Bongi and Colin on Heart to Heart, right here on Radio Pulpit. First hour of the show with myself and Poppetini. Top of the hour, we'll give you news right here on Heart to Heart this afternoon. We've got Pastor T.L. Emmanuel, who is going to share the word with us this afternoon. Pastor T.L. Emmanuel.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Good and welcome to the program. My name is Pastor T.L. Emmanuel. And today we'll be talking about the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ. You might be asking yourself what the doctrine of Christ is. And this program is going to clarify that. Our lead scripture, Matthew chapter number 7, verse 28 says, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine." At his doctrine. The Lord Jesus Christ has a doctrine. He has a doctrine. So the Lord Jesus Christ came to the earth to teach. And he taught this doctrine. It's something that the church has ignored by and large. And this is something that will be clarifying throughout this program. So the Lord Jesus Christ didn't just come to the earth to be born and to die for our sins and then thereafter go back to heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ came, yes, but the Lord Jesus Christ also taught. He taught. He spent 3.5 years on this planet teaching. And the Lord Jesus Christ has a doctrine, the scriptures say. This doctrine is called the doctrine of Christ. It's called the doctrine of Christ. Mark 4 verse 2 says, "And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine." So the Lord Jesus Christ has a doctrine. In the Gospels, we read about this doctrine, that the Lord Jesus Christ has a doctrine. He has a doctrine. He's got a teaching. So the scriptures don't call it doctrines. He calls it a doctrine. There's only one doctrine, and it's called the doctrine of Christ. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ came to teach. Mark 1:27 says, "And they were all amazed, in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What thing is this? What new doctrine is this?" When people heard the Lord Jesus Christ teach for the first time, and they heard his doctrine, they were astonished. They were shocked. And they were wondering, what doctrine is this? What new doctrine is this? That's because what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying was completely new to their ears. And it's something that the church has to pay attention to. Today in the church, we have so many doctrines. Every man stands up, every woman stands up with our own doctrine. They teach, they preach, and then thereafter they divide the church. But I believe that once the church goes back to the doctrine of Christ is going to unite the church, because this is what the Lord taught and this is what the Lord imparted to the apostles. Amen. John chapter number 7, verse 45 to 46 says, "Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, 'Why didn't you bring him?' They were asking. And then they said," this is now in their response, "'No one ever spoke the way this man does.'" So no one ever spoke the way the Lord Jesus Christ spoke. Glory to God. The Lord Jesus Christ came to the earth and he taught. What he taught was so astonishing, so shocking to the people of his day that they'd never heard anybody speak that way before. So we are saying the church has to pay attention to this. Today when we listen to minister after minister, we hear differing doctrines. We hear divisive doctrines. We hear people not agreeing. And as a result, the church is not uniting. However, the Lord Jesus Christ had only one doctrine. When he preached it, he taught these men, his disciples, for 3.5 years. And thereafter, these men went everywhere into the whole world teaching this particular doctrine. And this is the thing that I want us to focus on. Matthew 24:14 says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." And then shall the end come. So the Lord Jesus Christ preached a very specific message, a very specific message, which he calls the doctrine of Christ. However, this gospel which he preached, he says it will be preached in all the world, in all the world, as a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. So it's a very particular gospel. He was not saying that some other gospel be preached. He was saying this gospel, which one? The one he was preaching. Which gospel? The one the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking and preaching and teaching in particular. But you'll see that today we're all different in the church. Everybody's preaching what they want to preach. Everybody's saying what they want to say. And as a result, there is no agreement. However, the Lord is saying, before the end comes, this gospel, which one? The one that he was teaching and preaching, shall be preached in all the world. Glory to God. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And very often in the church, we believe that the words of the Lord Jesus Christ no longer matter. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ no longer apply to the church. From the cross onwards, things have changed. And as a result, we don't preach what the Lord said. We preach other things and we interpret the scriptures the way we want to. However, he's saying, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So the words of the Lord Jesus Christ are here to stay. His words are here to stay. His words are what the church should be preaching today. And he's saying, this gospel, the one that he was preaching, shall be preached in all the world as a witness, the one that he was preaching. So as a result, the church must go back to what the Lord Jesus Christ actually taught. Glory to God. Matthew 28:19-20 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, he says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Now, today, yes, we are preaching. Yes, we are teaching. Yes, we've gone into all the world, but we've forgotten one important aspect of the Great Commission, which is to teach them to obey all things, to obey all things the Lord Jesus Christ commanded. So after the Lord Jesus Christ taught these men for 3.5 years, after he sat with them and discipled them, he sent them out and he told them to go and preach. So each man didn't go out and preach his own take on the gospel. There's no such thing as the gospel according to Peter or the gospel according to John. There's nothing like that. There's only one gospel. It's the gospel the Lord Jesus Christ taught. So after teaching them, he then says to them, go and teach all nations, to obey all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So what the Lord commanded these men for those 3.5 years, he then sent them out to go and preach exactly what he was preaching. So these men never deviated from that message. So the Lord didn't give them carte blanche to go and preach whatever they wanted to, like we're hearing today. So the early church was very disciplined. They only preached the doctrine of Christ, what the Lord actually taught. Mark 16:19-20 says, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, these men, and the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Which word were they preaching? They were preaching what the Lord had been preaching for the past 3.5 years. They didn't add anything. They never deviated from what he said. These men preached what the Lord told them to preach. That's why the Lord said, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So what the Lord commanded, these men taught. So the apostles didn't have their own message. Peter didn't have his own message. John didn't have his own message like we have today. Today, everybody rises up with our own take on the gospel. And as a result, the church is divided. People do not agree. But also, there are so many false teachings and so many false doctrines in the church as a result. 2 John 9:11 says, whatsoever or whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ, and abides not in the doctrine of Christ, has not God. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Glory to God. So the early church was very strict. Anybody who didn't preach the doctrine of Christ, they didn't take that person to be from God. The Apostle John says, whosoever transgresses, breaks, and abides not in the doctrine of Christ, has not God. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. And he says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, he says, if they come unto you and bring not this doctrine, he says, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Glory to God. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. So the early church was very strict as to who could preach and who could say what. in their churches. So people were not allowed to just stand up and preach whatever they wanted to preach. So everybody had to abide by the doctrine of Christ. The church was commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ, commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ himself to go out and preach the doctrine of Christ. So no one in the early church had their own message like we see today. As a result, we're divided. There are so many false teachings. Glory to God. And we realize that as God's people, if this does not stop, we'll end up being fragmented more and more. So today we see that so-and-so belongs to this denomination, so-and-so belongs to the church, so-and-so follows that man of God, so-and-so follows that prophet. And as a result, we cannot, as God's people, unite. There is therefore no unity of the faith. And this is something the Lord is against. But the doctrine of Christ in the early church was the thing that united the church. It held the church together. There were no factions in the church. There were no schisms in the church. There were no divisions in the church. There were no shades of whatever doctrine in the church. Everybody preached what the Lord preached. So the church must now go back to the discipline of following the doctrine of Christ and believing that which the Lord said should be taught. Because now, if we don't do that, we're going to find ourselves fragmenting further as the body of Christ. And then eventually, there'll be so many schisms in the church that Christianity itself will be something of the past. So today, you'll see that what we study in the scriptures versus what we're seeing in our lives today is so different. So different. What we hear being preached versus what you read in the scriptures is so different. It's so different. There is no synergy between what's being preached from behind the pulpit and what we read in the scriptures. In fact, the type of Christian we're producing today is nowhere near what the Lord intended. And as a result, there's so much sin in the church. As a result, there's so much disobedience in the church. As a result, there are things in the church that we look at, they just border on the occult. In fact, there are so many Christian cults today because of all these many doctrines. But I believe that when we go back to the doctrine of Christ, we're going to end up then in agreement. Because now that is what the Lord said should be taught. That is what the Lord told these men to teach. Glory to God. So he says, whosoever transgresses. So the doctrine of Christ can be transgressed. And he says, and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ. So it's something we need to abide in. We must abide in the doctrine of Christ. He says that person has not God. This is so strict. It is something that I believe our generation must pay careful attention to. And he says, he that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father, he says, and the Son. Because now everybody today claims to have God, claims to know God. They claim to have both the Father and the Son. However, they are not abiding in the doctrine of Christ. Therefore, that thing is a problem. That thing is an issue. We need to check our own doctrine against that which the Lord has permitted and what the Lord has commanded. If the Lord did not command it, we should not preach it. If the Lord did not command it, we should not teach it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory be to God. So I believe it's time now to go back to that which the Lord has said should be preached. Glory be to God. And understand that in the scriptures, we see this thing where we see that the Lord has a doctrine. The Lord did say something. The Lord didn't just emerge out of his mother's womb and then die on the cross for us. The Lord spent 3.5 years teaching and preaching. So it's important. The Lord could not have said what he said in vain. He could not have said what he said just because he was taking up space. And the Lord didn't repeat certain things that we find in the scriptures. He came with his doctrine. That's why those who heard him were astonished at his doctrine. They were astonished at his doctrine. And the scriptures call this thing his doctrine. Glory to God. So I believe that it's time for us to go back to the doctrine of Christ and then unite the church. Glory be to God. Amen.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za. www.rsa.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.